Stockholm Geek Squad. This is Agent Charlene speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, I bought my computer from Best Buy a week ago, and now the fan is not working properly.
I hear that you're having that problem, and I'll be more than happy to see what I can do to assist you with it. I just need to verify. What's your first and last name, please?
It's Brian Starr, S-T-A-R.
But Brian?
Yes.
Is this your home number you're calling us from?
Yes.
Last name is Star, S-T-A-R.
Right.
And may I have your address, please?
Do you need all that?
Well, what city and state are you in? I have to log the phone call.
I'm in Langhorne, PA.
Yep.
19047.
What is that noise? I know that noise. Is that a blender or something?
It's a fan. It's a fan on my computer.
I'm talking about the noise that I'm hearing now.
Yeah, that's my fan.
Goodness.
Hold on, I'll turn it off. Hello?
That's not good.
Yeah, I know. I think it's defective.
Yeah, I think you need to take it back to the store.
Yeah, I took off the fan, but no.
You took the fan off?
Yeah. Oh, shit. The computer just locked up.
Okay.
Should I restart the computer? Because it just locked up.
Yeah.
I took off the fan and... Okay, give me a second.
Dude, if you bought that computer a week ago, Brian, why are you in there? Because that's going to invalidate any manufacturer's warranty or anything that you're in there taking the fan off of the computer.
Well, I heard a crazy noise. I was like, what's that? So I opened up the computer and I saw the fan was making the noise. And then I turned it off and now the computer locked up. It doesn't seem to be restarting properly. It's not restarting at all. Yeah, I can't get it to restart.
Okay, and you took the fan off?
Right.
And you put it back on?
No, not yet. Should I do that? Should I put it back on?
Well, if it wasn't on, what was that making the noise? You said it was the fan.
Yeah, it was the fan making that noise. I took it off right now. And now the computer locked up. And it won't restart.
Okay.
All right. Wait, give me one.
Okay.
Yeah, I got the fan back on. Let me try restarting it. Alright, it seems to start up, but I don't see anything on the screen.
Right.
Alright, but I turned it off now. What should I do now?
Okay. I'm just trying to document this. Anything. Alright, I'm going to refer you to the store.
Oh, man, I... Computer's such a piece of shit.
Did you just knock the computer over?
Damn it. Never mind. I broke.
Hey, was it a new computer? You said you just bought it a week ago, right?
Damn it. Yes, I did. And it doesn't work at all.
It doesn't work at all. Was that the computer that you just knocked over?
Yes, that was.
Okay. Is it still all in one piece?
No, the side fell off. There's something loose inside of it.
Okay. I don't think it's going to work again if you keep doing that, Brian. Well, you may just have to purchase you another computer because I believe by you opening it up, you know, your best bet would have been to take it back into Best Buy.
Oh, damn it.
But being that you knocked it over, and are you kicking it or something?
Yes.
You knocked it over and you're kicking it, Brian? I think if you want the computer to work, I really think that you need to go into the store and probably pick you out another one. Because when you get angry and, you know, it makes you upset.
Whoa! Damn it!
But it just,
take this.
Oh. Are you done now?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, I don't think it's anything that we can assist you with right now,
You think they can put this back together?
Yeah, they probably can put it back together for you, but
thank
they're
God.
Gonna charge you. Alright, get all the pieces together, Brian, and take it into the store.
Alright.
Okay?
Garbage.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and thanks for calling Geek Squad. Now, Brian, Geek Squad is interested in our level of customer service. Would you be interested in taking a brief survey on your level of service today?
Oh, no, I hate this. No.
Are you sure you don't want to take that survey?
I'm positive. I just want a new computer.
You want a new computer? Is that the way of... I don't think that's the way of you getting a new computer by beating up that one you have, and it was a week old.
Well, it's under warranty. Can I get it fixed?
It was under warranty until you started kicking it and beating on it and stuff. I don't think that warranty is valid right now. But who am I to say? I'm just working here. Take it into the store.
All right, I'll tell them that that I bought it like this.
No, they're not going to believe that you bought it like that.
I'll tell them that I bought it like this, and it's defective, and I need a new one because it's all bent up.
All right, well, you could tell them that.
Can I get a new one for free?
I don't know if you could get a new one for free, but...
Oh, man!
All right, so, if you want to at least get it fixed, maybe you should stop beating on it, okay?
Well, I think I should get a new one for free!
Okay. Is there anything else I can assist you with today, Brian?
Yeah, call them up and tell them that my computer's broken, and I think I have important data on that hard drive, and that I'm gonna need the data.
You have important data on your hard drive?
Right.
Well, I suggest that you stop beating it up.
All right, well, as long as I can get the data off that hard drive, I'll be happy!
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Let's see. How do I get the data off the damn hard drive?
To get the data off of the hard drive, you would have to take it into the store. Like, you have to make sure you pick
computer?
Up the piece that's the hard drive.
What's the hard drive look like?
I have no idea, but, fine. Just pick up all the pieces and take it back into the store.
All right.
Okay. Well, you have a great evening, Brian.
Oh, I'm having a great evening.
So much for calling, okay?
All right, I'm so happy.
You're very happy. I don't think that computer's happy right about now.
I need a new one.
Yeah, but I think right now at this point the only way you're going to get a new one is if you take your wallet down there with you and I think you're going to have to purchase another one.
They can get like a new case and unbend all the pieces? There's like little pieces falling out of it.
There's little pieces falling out?
Yeah, like little green things.
Little green things? All right.
And like a stick or something with little like chips on it.
Oh...
What is that? Oh, damn it! You think I can... Alright. I'm gonna take it in the store. And I'm gonna demand a new one.
Take it in the store and demand a new one. Just to be fair to you, I just want you to know that I did document what I heard, you know. I really don't believe that that's what you're doing, beating up the computer, but if it is, you know...
That is the computer, and... I am so pissed off right now because I just bought it and now it won't work at all.
Right. Well, it's not going to work after that.
Well, I'm going to try plugging it in, seeing if it works. And if it doesn't...
I'm not plugging that computer in.
I'm going to plug it in right after I'm done this phone call.
How old are you?
I am 19.
You're 19. Okay, so long as you're old enough to know better. Because I don't think if that was really the computer that you were banging around like that, I don't think it's a good idea for you to plug it in.
Why not?
Honest with you. You're 19. You know why.
All right, well then, instead of plugging it in, I'm going to go right over to Best Buy right now, and I'm going to get my data off the hard drive and get a new one.
Yeah, they'll be able to transfer the data if it's not too banged up. They will be able to do that for you, okay?
All right.
All right, what Best Buy are you going to?
I don't know. I'll find it.
You need to look one up for you, Brian?
No, I'll find it. I know there's one right around here.
All right, well, you have a great evening, and thanks for choosing me.
All right, bye.
Bye, Brian.